Ah, good evening. Good evening. It is Wednesday evening. It's just a little after 6 o'clock. And it's Halloween! It is Halloween, isn't it? Is it Halloween?
It's always Halloween.
It is. It's October 31st, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it is. Wait, let me check the calendar here just to make sure. It's Wednesday. Wednesday is October 31st. Wait a minute. Did I miss Halloween? Just count backwards from 10? Miss Halloween? There was 2 episodes of Law and Order on last night. I was watching that and there was the snow and... Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? So what? It's the day after Halloween. It's much scarier. Stay tuned for scariness.
Bags of nuts, door to door from dusk till dawn, takes a lot of guts, and the days they seem so short, and the night. Papers ghostly gleam, pre-recorded screams resound from deep in Dungeon Row. Richard Nixon's training tapes with C-3PO. Tried to go as Spiro Agnew, but couldn't find the nose. Walking, searching everywhere, but what was closed?
Scary stuff there, kids. That was the happiest guys in the world. Well, I guess it was sort of scary.
Sounds like they're going to have a scary stomach afterwards.
Yes, I think they have a bit of a sugar buzz going on there.
Oh, yeah. Their parents will be very upset.
Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. It's our special Halloween show, even though apparently...
Oh, look, someone's at the door.
Who is it?
It's someone dressed in a costume.
Oh, my goodness. We actually have a few people coming by this evening, still in their costumes from yesterday. And I'm expecting a close personal friend, actually, right about now. Where is he? Is that him?
Oh, yes. I decided that Halloween should never end, that we shall continue it throughout the year.
Whoa.
Yes, Igor, that's a good thing to remember, isn't it? Oh, we've always wanted to be Halloween. Today is actually the Day of the Dead.
Oh my goodness.
But...
that's in Mexico, though, isn't it?
Yes, but of course there's a lot of people from southern climes who live here. See how much fun they're having?
My goodness. They're noisy. They're noisy. Those dead people are noisy. But there he is. Here he comes. It's my old pal, Cuadro. Cuadro, he's the creature with four heads. He uses the same costume every year. It's getting a little old, Cuadro, but it's such a good costume, we don't mind. And he's going to sing us a song here.
Oh, let's all listen.
He's dressed up. Can you tell what his costume is there? He's dressed up as his favorite classic rock band.
Oh, Kiss?
No, no, there's no makeup going on there. No, no, Cuadro will sing you his little medley of his favorite classic rock band, kids. It's going to be scary. Stay tuned.
Well, when the dust settles and all has been said and done, one crystal clear fact shall remain, and that's that I should have been the lead singer for Led Zeppelin.
La 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 la.
Hey, hey, mama, gonna make you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. All I ask for when I pray is a big-legged woman gonna come my way.
La 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 la.
You need cooling, baby, I ain't fooling. I'm gonna send your butt on back to schooling. Gonna give you every inch of my love. Mush! And snow with the midnight sun of the hot wind blow.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody else can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, and I'll tag along. It makes willpower weak, temptation strong. Hey, woman's only human, this you must understand. She's not just a plaything, she needs love just like a man. So if you wanna do right, oh, gotta be a do-right all-night man. Can't prove that by me. So if you wanna be together, baby, you gotta show some respect for me.
if you wanna do right, oh, that woman, you gotta be a do right, if you wanna do right, oh, that woman, you gotta be a do right, oh, that man, you gotta be a do.
Oh my goodness, Jim Cuddy dressed up as a 500-pound black woman for Halloween. Goodness sakes. Do Right Woman from Jim Cuddy. You know where that's from? That's from his brand new album, but only the iTunes version. If you buy the whole album on iTunes, you get that as a bonus track. And you can't buy the track on its own. It's a bit of a ripoff, yes. It's a bit of a Halloween ripoff. We're not too happy about that around here. But there you go. We had it for free. It was a treat for you. Jim Cuddy, Do Right Woman. Yes, indeed. And we've given tickets away, apparently, on this show for the last couple of weeks. I personally haven't been here, but that's what they tell me. And we were supposed to give a pair away today, too. But we're not going to. No, instead, we're going to give away two pairs today. So we're going to have some more costumes here. Somebody else is dressed up. Let me find where he went. Where is that fellow? He was around here. Oh, there he is. There he is, all the way from Australia. This next fellow has come to scare us. And while you are being scared by this next song, if you'd like to go see Jim Cuddy, give us a call here at 774-6877. Here he is, kids. Mr. Nick Cave in his screaming Jay Hawkins outfit. Done.
tickets.
For kicks you. You better quit it. It's true. I put a spell on you. Wow. Yeah. Cause you're mine. 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 Mine.
Don't you know there ain't no devil that's just screaming shame? Well, this love will probably kill you. Let's do another line. What do you say you meet me down on a high-jacket line? Liar, liar, with your drawers on fire. White spade hanging on a telephone wire. Gamblers reevaluate along the dotted line. You'll never recognize yourself on a high-jacket line. Dr. Liar, Mega Man Thief, Billy Joe Remarkable looks on in disbelief. If you want to taste the madness, you'll have to wait in line. You'll probably see someone you know on a high-jacket line. See that little Jersey girl in the see-through top with the pillow bushes sucking on a soda pop. Well, I bet she's still a virgin, but it's only 25 to 9. You can see a million of them down on Heart Attack and Vine. Bonnie High and China White surely found a pump. Don't you know there ain't no devil that's just screaming Jay when he's drunk? Well, this stuff will probably kill ya. Let's do another ride. And say you meet me down on Heart Attack and Vine.
Screaming Jay Hawkins in a cover of Tom Waits, Heart Attack and Vine. My goodness. And congratulations out to Nancy and Ron, who are going to see Jim Cuddy at the Playhouse Theater this Friday.
You lucky ghouls, you.
Unfortunately, we had a few other calls, too. We had to disappoint a few people. That was fun. That was fun disappointing you people. But, you know, somebody, one of the disappointed people, wanted to hear something funky from the 70s. We have something. It doesn't get funkier than this. It gets unbelievably funky, and this is, in fact, from 1979, recorded in New York City. Another track by our old pal, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, featuring... Now, pay very close attention to the guitar work on this track, people.
He's a man who may be dead.
People have said he died long ago, but he still walks among us. His name is Keith Richards. This is Screamin' Jay Hawkins with Keith Richards and Armpit Number 6.
From the caveman of yesterday to the macho man of now, both with their vitamins and milk from a beast, we know this cow. As you raise your arm, point your fingers to the sky, lean over and smell our armpits, and I pray that you don't die. Woo! It's arm one die. Things are falling from the sky. Most are so paranoid they don't even want to fly. There was Mandrake and Houdini, both full of tricks, and a certain cosmetic company with a perfume called Armpit Number 6. Now, oh my goodness, what the devil is this? If I'm one dead or have a lost my head, and the smells that drive you mad, the bells that get in between your toes and the animals under the bricks. But I have never smelled such a... What the... What the? Oh, don't you be no fool. It could happen to you. You get old and funky too. It's armpit number six. Look at that nose. Do you smell them toes? No matter where you go, it's armpit. Funky armpit number six. Oh, she got hairs hanging from her fingernails down to the ground. Woo! She's built like an elephant, but I love her pound for pound. Armpit number six. I don't know whether to say it's good, it's decent, or it's funky. Yeah, that's it. It's funky, baby. Funky perfume. A funky smell. Woo! Makes my nose feel good. Get it, get it, get it. Let me take another whiff of that stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Man. I'm the Wolf Man, and extending greetings, salutations, ooh, Papa Doo, and how do you do, to all the refugees of the Frankenstone Fan Club. Welcome to set number one of the Lost Soul Session. And we're going to play some of the old golden goodies because this is EECH Radio Fantastic. Yes.
Please, we're doing all we can for you. We're trying to bring you back down to normal size.
You do think I'm a freak, don't you? But you know, to me, you're the freak, the one who's different. I'm not growing. You're shrinking.
He started as a normal human being, but now each day he doubles in size.
Where will it stop? The amazing colossal man.
Colonel, he's been reported in Las Vegas. Impossible. How can he walk 120 miles in only an hour?
Impossible? Not when you're 60 feet tall. The amazing colossal man.
She'll put a spell on you.
Mari, Mari, Davuduva.
She'll put a spell on you.
Mari, Mari, Davuduva.
She's the witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. Blow your mind. Early when morning and
She's the witch queen of New Orleans. Of New Orleans. She'll put a spell on you.
Hello, hello. Yes, I am the wolf. Thank you. I think I'm kind of cute, too. sure, we got it. It's coming right up. And it's called Amos Moses with Jerry Reed. So now, let's TCB, take care of business, and dig it. Yeah.
Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. And just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. And his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast to Tippecanoe, Louisiana. Lived a man
called Doc Millsap. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, if that wasn't funky, I don't know what was. That was Jerry Reed and Amos Moses, as introed by our old pal the Wolfman, who stepped in here to man the boards for a little while I was out, having a little bite. Before Amos Moses, what did we hear there? What did we hear, Igor? I forget.
Oh, we heard Redbone with the Witch Queen of New Orleans.
Yes. Who could forget old Redbone?
Yes.
Not to be confused with Leon Redbone.
Or any of those other guys.
And we started that set off with our old pal, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. We heard a double shot, almost a triple shot, I suppose, of Screamin' Jay here tonight. And that was Armpit Number 6, a very funky armpit. Featuring guitar work by Mr. Keith Richards, believe it. Or not.
Oh.
Well, Igor, what do we have coming up next?
Well, I think we're going to head to the movies.
Oh, my goodness. The movies. Is anything good playing?
Yes, I hear they're going to be playing The Blood Feast.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds gruesome.
It is a very gruesome movie.
Let's check it out now.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we are supposed to show you scenes from the picture Blood Feast, which will be shown as a late show next Saturday night. However, due to the extreme horror of the context of this picture, and due to the fact that this audience has not been forewarned, we will not show this preview. Instead, let us warn you that no children will be admitted during the showing of Blood Feast. In fact, there will be a policeman on duty at the box office to make sure they do not enter the theater. And if you're the least bit squeamish or have a heart condition, we strongly recommend that you not attempt to see this picture. A nurse will be on duty during the showing of the picture too, not as an advertising gimmick, but because she may very well be needed. See the picture if you must, but remember, we warn you.
There's a story you should know from 100 years ago, and 100 years we've waited now to tell. Now the Yankees come along, and they'll listen to this song, and they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell.
And they'll quake in fear to hear this rebel yell. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men, and from his lips there came an awful sound.
And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Took a gun and he made the Yankees run, but he took a fatal bullet in the chest. As he fell down dead, old Stonewall said, I'm a giving you a dying man's request.
I'm a giving you a dying man's request. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Stewart spurred his horse and the Yankees ran, of course, but there wasn't any powder for his guns. So he said to his boys, let's make a lot of noise and we'll charge again and make them Yankees run.
And we'll charge again and make them Yankees run. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yee-haw! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Robert E. Lee broke his musket on his knee, and 1,000 pieces shattered on the ground. But he looked up then, and he gathered up his men, and from his lips there came an awful sound.
And from his lips there came an awful sound. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again. Yeah! Oh, the South's gonna rise again.
Hunchback, better get out of his way.
it was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped into bed and I covered up my head, said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get a monster's holiday. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday.
Gotcha.
Breaker, breaker, one night, here's Vladdy and Pella. You got a copy of me? Come on. 10-4, good Vladdy. You got the invisible man at your back door. Copy? Negatory, I don't see you in my rearview mirrors. But then I don't see myself in my rearview mirrors. But first he's extended, we got a monster convoy.
The monster's convoy tearing through your town, ripping up the road there, Transylvania bound. The Smokies gonna stop them, the Sadies in their way. They gotta make their destination just before the break of day.
13 to 2, and a big full moon with a glide through the sky. Two red headlights burn through the dead night, their mission was to do and die. I got on my scanner in my usual manner, and I heard this no lie. On the airwaves. You got your pointed ears on? Come on. Yep, yep. Ow! The Full Moon Express here. Just past grave marker 123 and we got a bit of a bottleneck up here. Heck, heck, who's that back?
It's a monster's convoy tearing through your town. Ripping up the road there, Transylvania bound. The smokies gonna stop up, the stadies in their way. They got to make their destination just before the break of day.
First Black Mac was close behind. Vamp through 9 was making up time to witch Dr. Hexton cursed. That zombie driver was semi-alive, well, he just made it all worse. 10-9. Monsters roll. They'll cut you off and pass a lane and fricassee your soul. They'll do you in. You just can't win for whom the toll booth tolls.
Oh my goodness, there was some scary stuff going on there on the highway.
10-4, good buddy. I see you're hauling a lot of dead stuff there.
Who was those fellows? That was the Hillbilly Varmints and the Monster Convoy.
Yeah.
And there was somebody awfully hicky before that. Who was that?
Oh, that was the theme from one of my favorite movies, 2000 Maniacs.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's a lot of maniacs.
Yes. Actually, they named a band out of it, but there was a copyright problem, so they decided to up the ante.
I rode in the backseat of a car with Natalie Merchant once. Did you know that?
No.
It's true. It's true.
You're just dropping names all over tonight.
I've been around a while. The Count has been around a while, let me tell you. Well, we're just looking for some stuff to play here, kids. Where's my disc here? This is the scariest thing I could find. We've been hearing some pretty scary stuff tonight, but it's going to get scarier. I think that last song may have been the scariest Halloween song we could find, but believe it or not, we're going to hear something now even scarier.
Oh, no.
Now, how can we hear a song that's scarier than the scariest Halloween song of all time? How can we do that?
Cover your ears.
You know how we do that? It's November. We're going to play Christmas music.
Christmas Day is really neat. I walk downtown in my bare feet. All the stores are locked up tight. Snow is falling bright and white. I wish I'd find something to eat. The air is filled with the smell of meat. Maybe behind the Burger King I'll find some half-chewed onion rings. Christmas Day is really cool. You don't have to go to school. Lay down on the icy. Wait for Santa to come around. Christmas is the season when most folks kill themselves. Christmas is the reason for all those stupid bells. Children are away, listening for the sound of sleighs. I light the playground all on fire, find the school bus, slash its tires. Christmas Day is when I'll go down your chimney, say hello. Your dad will give me his cigars, your mom will give me her new car. Maybe 'cause I stole its bed. I took its toys and took its room. Hope that we'll be eating soon.
Repent, sinners. This pagan holiday full of tree worship and fairy lights is an affront to Jehovah. The candy cane is Satan's walking stick. Merry Christmas from the Handsome family.
Hi, folks, this is Brett Sparks from the Handsome Family, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twain Trust, CKUW, 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
The fat man sat on the busy street corner, his white beard and red suit in rhyme. His ho-ho brought joy to the children, for again it was Christmas time. His belly would shake as he merrily laughed, spreading his Christmas joy. I'm Santa, come sit on my knee, he'd say, to each little girl and boy. But standing apart from the merry crowd stood a lad about 7 years old. With no coat to cover his bony frame, He was shaky and weak from the cold. He had no shoes to warm his feet. He looked hungry, just skin and bone. But with a look of peace on his humble little face, he just stood there all alone. When Santa saw the boy, a sympathy grew, and he said, "Come here, lad, come here to me." He covered the trembling frame with his robe as he placed the child on his knee. The boy looked up into Santa's eyes with worship for the bearded man, and he said, "My name's Billy, and I love you, sir. Why, you're the grandest in all the land." "And I didn't mean to be no trouble, Santa," he went on, trying hard to smile. "But I heard you laughing and I saw the kids, and I thought I'd just watch for a while. But I won't bother you with wanting nothing, sir, 'cause I already know I've been bad." Santa looked down at the poor little ragged boy and he said, "Son, where's your mother and dad?" "Well, my daddy lives in prison, Santa. That's what mama says anyhow. They say he shot mama's boyfriend. He's been there a long time now. And me and mama, we live with Mr. Brown now. Mom works at the bar every day. Mr. Brown just drinks beer and cusses a lot whenever I get in his way. So I've been gone about 4 days now, Santa. I've been sleeping in cars that I find. And I know that makes me a bad boy, but you sure have been treating me kind. I've been praying for you since I've been big enough, Santa, every Christmas Eve night. And then the next day, the kids have all the toys, and I know that you made it all right. And I'm so glad to see them so happy as I go walking along. But my stocking is always empty, and that's how I know I done wrong. Mr. Brown told me all about it. He says I just ain't no good. And I know he's right, 'cause you never came, sir. And I know if I wasn't bad, then you would." "It's okay, son," Santa muttered. Such faith he had not seen in a while. Though a tear was straining to fill his eyes, he looked down at the lad with a smile. "Just tell Santa what you'd like, son. Anything you might have in mind. I didn't know where you lived before, Billy, but I promise I won't miss you next time." Little Billy's face quickly grew brighter. Such luck he would never have guessed. After thinking a while, he finally said, "Well, sir, I might just have one request. Have you ever been to heaven, Santa? Why, I bet you know God as good as you are. Could I just ride up to Jesus' house, sir, if it's not too awful far? He might just let me live there a while. Daddy says he likes little boys. And I wouldn't take up too much room, sir. I'd just sit in the back with the toys. And I promise not to be bad, Santa. And I could help God do his chores. And he might even let me see Daddy. And I wouldn't be hungry no more. I'm so tired and sleepy now, Santa," said the child as he looked toward the skies. With a sigh, he relaxed against Santa's chest and peacefully closed his eyes. Santa quickly felt for the little boy's pulse. "Someone please get a doctor," he said. But when the ambulance took little Billy away, everyone knew he was dead. The children had grown more silent as they listened to the little boy. They were no longer happy and laughing. His story had stolen their joy. They looked to Santa for comfort. He fought for the right words to say. He said, "Now, kids, don't be sad for Billy, 'cause he just went to heaven today. He wanted to go and live with God, so now everything's all right. Let thoughts of Billy make your hearts be kind, and I'll see you all Christmas Eve night. Merry Christmas, everybody."
Really, I would have begged. This is NQR Buckle, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Well, I never was a good boy, I never was a saint, and hell followed with me wherever I went, and I never made
if you're going to spend Christmas on Halloween, it might as well be Christmas in hell.
Oh, yes, I love Christmas in hell.
That was Mr. N.Q. Arbuckle. All the way from Toronto. Christmas in hell. That's an internet-only download deal. You can go to something and pay a buck and get it. Good deal. What did we hear before that? Oh, and that was, of course, Red Sovine. He's our old pal. He does so many lovely little Christmas ditties that end in tragedy. That was Billy's Christmas wish.
Nobody has fun in the Red Sovine Christmas song.
If there's anybody burning in hell these days, it's Red Sovine. And before that was the Handsome Family and Stupid Bells. I would love to be at the Handsome Family's house for Christmas. Oh, what a joyous place it must be. Well, I think it's time for our entertainment guide. It's a little late. It's deceased and it's corroding away, but we're going to visit it anyway. Is that you eating?
Sorry, I was getting hungry.
Oh my goodness. Oh yes, the entertainment guide. Look out for it, kids. Here it comes. Maybe. Where is it? You entertainment guide, what's wrong with you? Let's try that again. It's not working. This thing ain't working, kids.
It was eaten. I'm sorry.
Somebody ate the entertainment guide.
I'm so sorry.
Well, we're going to wing it. How's that? Beep! Boop, 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 boop. This is the entertainment guide. It's brought to you 3 times daily by Into the Music. Yes, indeed. What is it? It's concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. Well, what's happening in town these days? Let's see. Let's see what's going on. Oh, tonight. Tonight at... Oh, no, this is last year. Should we tell you what was happening last year? No. I hope I brought this year's goings on. I went to the trouble to write it down. I may have to kill myself. Yes, yes, I do. I have to kill myself. I brought last year's goings on. Oh my goodness.
And now people are outside wanting more.
Well, let's see. A year ago tonight at the Pyramid Cabaret was the 50 Men, Romeo Mays, and Jackson Heldane. Yes, indeed. But that was last year. You missed it. Sorry, kids. Let's check our other list, see what's happening. La la la.
La la la.
Oh, the real thing. This is happening tomorrow here at the University of Winnipeg. It's a movie, a documentary written, directed, shot and tested by Jim Sanders. It's all about coca, democracy, and rebellion in Bolivia. It's very, very scary. It's happening at 12 noon tomorrow here at the University of Winnipeg in the Bulbin Student Center. Come see it. It's free. Well, CQW 95.9 FM in the West End Cultural Center present tonight, Memphis, at the Collective Cabaret with special guest Panurge. And this Sunday, appearing at the Pantages Playhouse Theater, CQW is proud to present Frankenstein Black, performing Pixies classics, as well as new material from his latest CD, Fast Man Raider Man. That's this Sunday at the Playhouse Theater.
I know some ghouls who are going to that.
And of course, Friday, we just gave away tickets to a show happening Friday at the Playhouse Theater. Mr. Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo will be in town. Justin Rutledge opening up that show. It's true. Trying to think whatever the heck else was going on these days. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe I didn't bring it with me. Goodness. Goodness. Nope, it's not here. It's not here. Well, what else is happening? Live comedy Tuesdays at 9 p.m. at the King's Head Pub. Tuesdays at 9 p.m. every Tuesday. Go there.
It's an hour.
It's funny. You'll laugh. You'll go, ha ha. Okay, that's enough of this. Sorry, kids. I'll bring a proper entertainment guide next week. That's it. If you'd like your event placed here, call us and tell us. The phone number is 786-9782. Oh, stop sniveling. Oh, my goodness. It's nothing to scream about. Heavens.